Expression is Carminia, C-A-R-M-I-N-I-A, Garcia. Today's 3/3/26. This is 10/13/87. Miss Garcia is a 38-year-old woman who comes in today to evaluation of her diabetes. Period. New paragraph. Patient was seen a year ago. Was started on GLP-1. Patient stopped. Did not start taking it because she was afraid of pancreatitis. She had pancreatitis when she was pregnant, and she was in a lot of pain and discomfort. I told her that's probably the best thing to do. She is on metformin 850 BID, but she's not taking that either, which is not acceptable. We talked about that today at length. Next number, surgery, C-section times 3. Next number, she's had complications with every pregnancy, preeclampsia, pancreatitis, and other issues. Next number, she now has a tubal ligation. Medical problems, diabetes. Next number, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's married. She has 3 children. Last period was 2/10/26. She's not working at this time. Allergy, none. Family history, no colon cancer, no breast cancer. Positive for hypertension, diabetes, and stroke. Period. Last blood work reviewed from 2025 shows A1C of 6.6. And she did not take GLP-1. She's not taking her medication. She's actually been off all of her meds at this time. Next number, COVID immunization is up to date. Next number, childhood immunization is up to date. Next number, on exam, she weighed 210 pounds, 5 pounds. I explained to her that the weight loss is because of osmotic diuresis. 98.8 temps, 97%, 20 respiration, 70 pulse, 120 over 67. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash, or a mucosa with an lesion. Number 1, diabetes. Number 2, recheck A1C. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, patient cannot stop her medications on her own. We talked about this today. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is resume metformin. Next number is I agree with not taking GLP-1 because of history of pancreatitis. Next number, diet and exercise is a must. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is we'll reevaluate patient in a month. We'll do blood sugars on a regular basis and bring the results. Next number, check A1C, check cholesterol and other indices today as well. Next number is findings discussed with patient. Next number is her carotid ultrasound shows slight blockage. Next number is echocardiogram within normal limits with no significant change. Next number is fatty liver in the abdomen remains. Next number is no evidence of gallstones noted. Next number is pelvic ultrasound within normal limits. Next number is lower extremity shows no DVT or PVD. Thank you.